The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Play fake to Jennings. In the flat, caught. Jarrell Adams, the touchdown for New York. After the fake, it's a touchdown to A.J. Green. That didn't take long for Cincinnati to respond. Second and seven. And that one is intercepted on the near side by Dre Kirkpatrick. He's inside the 10 and down inside the 8-yard line. Manning wide open. Beckham, he got free for a New York touchdown. Second and six. Now Jeremy Hill walks in for a touchdown, and Cincinnati takes advantage of the great kickoff return to retake the lead. Surprise too, with this much time left, is going for the lead right now. Manning, touchdown! Sterling Shepard, and they're an extra point away from going on top. Dalton down the middle, too high, and intercepted by Landon Collins. They lose 21 yards of field position, but still in good shape, and Manning getting greedy. And that one is intercepted by George Iloka, going for Tavares King. Third and six, they hand it off to Jennings, and they convert on the ground for a huge first down. Giants about to go to 4-1 at home this year. They can run out the clock, earn their fourth straight win, and go to 6-3 for the season. Rashad Jennings, still two games behind Dallas, but very well positioned now, at least with an eye toward the wild card.
So, can the Giants make things interesting in the East? Possibly. Another win for the Rockets. Another big game for Harden. Let's have some fun today. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not a no, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Tuesday. Usually you guys are in a terrible mood. Get over it. It's a beautiful day outside. Just a wonderful day to be alive. Let's have some fun today. What's up, Hoffman?
Sports and stuff. I was almost late to the show today.
What happened?
I did something that I rarely ever do for good reason. I stopped and helped someone.
Really?
Yeah. It's not something I like to do very often.
Don't be so, down about it. You did a good deed.
It almost made me late, Jong. Then you wouldn't have been so, you wouldn't have been feeling so good about it.
Yeah, but I would have understood.
You know what? Eh. We've been late for stupid stuff like traffic or being stuck in elevators. If you actually did a good thing for somebody, yeah, that's a positive, AJ.
I mean,
you could have been late for that.
So
nobody would have bitched.
Basically, this chick on 610 driving a Prius, which this is why you shouldn't drive Priuses or smart cars.
Okay, we'll start with this. A Prius is the enemy of A.J. Hoffman.
Or Fiats. It's going to get you killed, people. It's going to get you killed. Sure, it's probably better for the environment. I'm all about the environment, but not when it comes at the expense of personal safety. And if you're driving one of those, you're probably going to die. Well, this lady almost did. It was just at the end of some of these spots on 610, the lane just ends, particularly right there when you're the 10 610 merge.
Yeah.
When it's like coming in right before it opens up again to get on off at Woodway.
Yeah.
The lanes merge. Well, the big truck was coming off 10 and she was going down 610 and the trailer clipped the front of her car. Blew out both her front tires, smashed in the whole front side of the car. And she didn't lose control, luckily, but she was able to roll it off and get to Uptown Park there.
Yeah.
And her phone was dead, and she was crying. You could tell. She said it's the first time anything like this has ever happened to her. She didn't know what to do. And so I called the police for her. I waited around as long as I could, made sure she was okay. She wasn't dead. She had no, you know, she wasn't bleeding or anything. But I basically said, do whatever you need to do with my phone and, you know, get your stuff taken care of. So police came and, yeah, all that. So, it got to be like 3:47. And I'm like, listen, I hope you're okay and all, but I got to get out of here. I don't want you to die. I think you're all right. And the police are on their way. I'm just going to let you have this one. And I guess the truck didn't stop. It just kept on going.
Of course not. Of course not.
So, but there's cameras all around there.
There's cameras all over 59 where I got hit too. They never could find the guy.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. I mean, we won't see what happens. I'll never see that person again. But
was she cute?
She looked like she had the body of a 14-year-old boy and the face of a lizard. So
that's what I would imagine as a Prius driver.
Yeah. Yep. It looked a little bit like Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
Like teenage Marilyn Manson, maybe.
Okay.
Shoulder length hair.
Yeah.
Not my cup of tea. if it was like a super hot chick with, you know.
You would have been like,
huge boobs. Yeah, I would have waited around till the police came, you know, but.
It's like, make sure you put my number in your phone so I can check on you
later.
Yeah,
I felt like I did the right thing and I made it to work on time. But if I was thinking on my way here, I was like, if I'm late, I am never stopping to help anyone ever, ever again.
So you like to pretend to be this hard ass, but you actually do a lot of nice stuff for people.
I don't know why I ever do. It never pays me back in the end. Ever.
Yeah. See, you got a story for the first segment of the show out of it.
Well, I was worried that you were going to be late because I got here and you weren't here.
No, I was here. I got here about, I don't know, 3:35, I guess.
Where were you hidden at?
I was recording spots.
Oh, okay.
See, I was almost late to the show because I was in there recording spots.
I was like, son of a bitch, I had to help someone and I was almost late and now Fred's late. He better have a better story than mine. If he shows up late.
My computer was sitting right out there where it always is.
I didn't see it. You know,
see, that should be your tell. So, but no, I was almost late because I had to re-record something that I messed up.
What'd you mess up?
Just a recorded spot.
No.
And yeah, I stumbled over a couple words, so I had to do it again. And of course, Michael Carroll, who's great, says, yeah, come in here as soon as you can. And I had to do two of them and it was 3:57. And when you don't nail them, because they're 60 seconds each, I'm not good at math, but I know if you don't nail it the first time and have to redo it, it's going to take more than 2 minutes. So that's where I was. Not nearly as entertaining.
Okay.
Well. And I always feel like I'm rushed when I have to do stuff like that. And then I had some audiobook stuff I was doing, and John and I were talking about some stuff as well. And all of a sudden I look up, it's like, holy bleep, I got to go do a show. It gets, you know, it's confusing sometimes.
Yeah.
Because I'm old. Try to juggle as many balls as possible. All right, 713-780-ESPN. If you want to get in, what'd you think of the game last night? I don't know that we need to spend a ton of time on that.
I'll give them credit. You know, when there's a decent game in primetime, I guess if I'm going to crap on them every time there's a horrible game, that was a pretty good game. I mean, it was entertaining. It was, you know, somewhat dramatic. I thought it was good.
Good finish.
Maybe in this week of football in general was pretty good, top to bottom, right?
I wonder
if you wouldn't have watched the Texans Jaguars game, and if you're not a Rams or a Jets fan, you probably said, you know what, that was a pretty decent week of football.
It was. I wonder if some of it's just with the lack of practice, that, you know, the time they're not spending as much time on the field. I wonder if it's just taking longer for teams to start to find their stride.
Maybe so.
I don't know.
But usually by this point,
some guys
are
getting healthy too.
I was going to say, usually by this point of the season, teams are starting to. It's probably a good thing that they're not practicing as much because they're probably dying.
Yeah.
You know, this is the time of year where guys start to get hurt. And, it's interesting.
417, she probably couldn't charge her phone or her car battery would lose juice.
I don't know.
It's an electric car.
That's true. I was like, how do you let your phone die all the way, and how do you not have a charger? There's a bunch of stuff wrong with the whole picture. And then
she have a Clinton sticker on the back?
No.
I would have expected it.
She had a Houston Art Institute.
Oh, okay. Now, you know what? You have just I now could see this person as clear as day.
Yeah.
So
she had like the really rectangular glasses frames that are way too small for like
an attempt to look like a sexy librarian, but not.
Oh no. I don't think this girl cared about sexy at all. Like, she's the kind of girl who
doesn't shave her pits.
I'm guessing not. Yeah. Like, she does not seem like the kind of girl who's going to go out of her way for a man, or a
woman
for that matter. Like, she's what we would call low maintenance. So, except for me today, she was high maintenance because I had to stop and help her. But it happens. I mean, I'm not late, so I don't feel as bad about it as I would have. I would have been really pissed at myself and her. But
the cool thing is, it doesn't sound like anybody that would ever listen to this show, so you're fine.
No, well, I don't care. I mean,
she's listening to NPR, dude.
Wait, what, is she going to be mad that I?
Well, you did use the lizard face on her.
Okay. Listen, if someone called me a lizard face and then helped me, I'd be okay with
it. I would too, but you know, some people... Doesn't sound like she'd be offended by anything, though.
Barry said he's turned on right now.
That's not
of course
surprise.
He is. Yeah.
Not those
Barry's
exact
turned on by everything.
Not those exact words, but
yeah. I was about to read his tweet, and then Raheel did this to me yesterday. Raheel tweeted something that if I'd read it on air, I would have gotten in trouble for. And same thing with Barry. So I tend to trust those guys, and I'm going to read them verbatim. And I can't do that anymore.
You know, Twitter has no filter.
I know. But from those guys, I expect them to at least give me something I can use, because when they're tweeting me, I assume they want me to read it on air.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Actually, Raheel's was a text, so that's different. Okay. A lot to get to. You guys want to get in? You know the number. 713-780-3776. A good time for you to jump in, because this is when we'll be taking phone calls. So,
well, guys, I got to tell you, it's time. It's happened. Dick's is back in Houston, or is in Houston now, all over the city, by the way. And if you haven't checked out these stores, I don't know what you're waiting for. They have changed the game as far as Houston sporting goods stores go. If you're used to the same old, and you're like, man, I sure wish there was an alternative. Well, there is now, and it's Dick's. They've opened 10 new stores in 6 different locations around the city. Willowbrook, Deerbrook, the Woodlands Mall, First Colony Mall, and then Katy and Baybrook are huge buildings that actually house 3 stores, a Dick's, a Field & Stream, and a Golf Galaxy, all under one roof. So whatever your sport, whatever your game, whatever level you play at, Dick's has you covered. If you're a mountain biker, if you're a fisherman, a kayaker, tennis player, golfer, baseball, basketball, they've got you covered on everything. Footwear, apparel, equipment, they have it all. These are the first stores of their kind to open in the whole country, and they've picked Houston to open them up in. They've got some great in-store services. You can get your golf clubs fitted. They'll steam your baseball glove. They'll string your lacrosse stick if you play lacrosse. They've got everyone covered, lacrosse player. To find out more about these new stores, go to dicks.com/Houston. That's dicks.com/Houston. And like I said, get out and see these stores for yourselves. Nothing's going to do it justice. Nothing I can tell you is going to do it justice. Just go check them out. Dick's Sporting Goods, now open all over Houston.
Damn your attention, please. November is Movember at ESPN 97.5. Help change the face of men's health by donating to your favorite show host Movember team. Visit Movember.com and search Gal Media to donate.
Thank you for your support.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. We got all kinds of giveaways today for the people. Nick says, up in the hospital for chest pains, but still listening to the show to keep my spirits up.
Yeesh.
That's not good.
No.
Have you ever had anything like that where you just start having chest pains?
No.
I've had it twice, I think, and both times it just wound up being something like indigestion. And it's like they hooked you up to the EKG, Like, ah, your heart's fine. Well, why the hell does my chest hurt?
No, I'm healthy as a horse. At least for now, knock on wood. Knock on...
Yeah, except you can barely eat red meat anymore.
Well, that's true.
So, hopefully that will go... Does Lizard Face have Geico insurance?
Nah.
Well played, 832. Well played. Yeah. Did you see the story? It doesn't really work for radio other than to describe it. But some dude used his drone to catch his wife cheating with some other guy.
No.
It was on Barstool Sports. And basically, he sends the drone, and he's showing a picture, and he's kind of giving play-by-play as it's happening. It's like, see, she's obviously on the phone with him, and now he's going to pull up, and she's going to get in the car, and 18 years of marriage is over, and starts screaming and throwing stuff. And I don't know what's worse, the wife screwing around with a guy after 18 years, or a dude following her with a drone to catch her.
Yeah, it's both pretty bad, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of creepy to follow your wife around with a drone, isn't it?
Yeah.
And... dude, if she's going to bang another dude, she's going to bang another dude. You can't control it. I guess you just drone it. Somebody says anxiety and indigestion can cause chest pains. Dude, when I was at the Chronicle, I had anxiety out the you-know-what. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. By the way, your Villanova play came through.
Barely, but it did.
Yeah.
That was a nail-biter. Gave 2.5 points. They win by 3, but at the end of the day, it all comes back and pays the same. So that was, I told you, that was my first really big play of the 2016 season, and I thought they'd get out by 6 or 7 points. They didn't shoot as well as I would have liked, but they
got it done.
They cover.
Half points as good as 20 points.
That's right.
Watching the Rockets last night?
I did.
I only needed to watch the first quarter, basically.
Yeah, I mean, Well, James had a good fourth quarter. They, you know, that's kind of been a downfall for them over the last couple of years is finishing games, and they didn't have a problem finishing last night. Granted, it was the Sixers,
yeah,
who are improved, but still a bad team. But yeah, it got a nice win last night, and I mean, James' individual numbers are looking great, and he's, you know, the player of the month and all that. I wonder what's going to happen with him with this. You know, have be it the subpoena, and I mean, I guess he's not getting sued per se. It's the strip club is,
yeah,
but he's definitely getting drug into it, and that's probably a bad thing long term.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard not to like what he's doing offensively in D'Antoni's system, and it's working out really well. They had 23 points in the first quarter last night, which is just when they kind of put the game away. They're more fun to watch. I'm kind of pumping the brakes a little bit because I still just don't know how good they are. I'm still not a big D'Antoni fan, and you know, Harden's still turning the ball over too much, and that's gonna. I can live with those turnovers if you're getting 15 assists and 30 points a game. Just again, anytime you get 5 or more, that's getting alarming. Greg says maybe she's banging the other dude because the guy's playing with drones all day.
That could be part of it.
Yeah, I don't know. Boy, it must be a weird day. 832 says, I'm listening to you guys driving down 45 South. I turn to my right, and there's a guy dressed as Deadpool on a motorcycle with sidearms and swords.
Jeez.
It's Tuesday. People are weird. Somebody had a good point. What if the tow truck driver was listening to the Blitz? And she was in the car with him while she was being towed. Then she would hear it.
That's possible. I got to be honest. I don't really care if she hears it or not.
I know we have a lot of tow truck drivers.
I did my good deed for the day. If that hurt her feelings, then...
Okay. It doesn't sound like she has feelings. I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah.
But we do have a lot of tow truck drivers. So that is a possibility. 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in. And... somebody, he's not lying. I saw him also. Okay, so there's a Deadpool driving around now.
It's funny. I usually don't carry on days that I ride my motorcycle for two reasons. One, it's a little bit uncomfortable having a gun tucked when you're on a motorcycle, to be honest. And two, when you ride your motorcycle, those are the days you notice more than any how terrible people drive in this town.
Oh, God, I bet.
And it makes you want to shoot people. So it's best not to have your gun on you on the days that you ride. And, like, there were a couple times today I was riding in, and it's like, this guy is going to kill me. And, you know, it's probably best that you don't have a pistol at times like those.
You know what's getting out of hand are these lane drifters that – and I don't know how much – you certainly have to deal with it too much on your motorcycle, but I'm sure when you're driving your truck, because that's a pretty big truck, people are in the lane next to you, and next thing you know, you look over, and they're almost in your lane, and they're just – they go from one side to the other. And they don't stay down the middle of the lane, which seems to me to be the easiest part of driving. Just stay in your lane, right?
It seems pretty simple.
But, man, it's an epidemic. And I can't tell you how many times I've been afraid somebody was going to clip me. Because, and I'm starting, then I have to drift to the other side and make sure there's nobody there. Just straight. Drive straight. Real simple. That's, okay, it's going to go back to driver's ed day one. First they teach you about the brake. You know, this is how you stop the car. They probably also tell you, hey, drive in a straight line. See those two white lines? Stay right in the middle of them. Not that hard.
Yeah.
Theoretically, it is. All right. We are going to do our giveaway again, which we do every time this week. Well, for the whole show. From Bedrock City Comics. And I have to share a story. A friend of mine, well, Dustin, who's a good friend of the show, tweets a lot, sent me a text this weekend that he went in there. And it was just, he was so excited because they had all this just random stuff at Bedrock City. And he just said it was an ADHD dream. That's the best way I've heard it described. It's just got everything. So what we're going to do is give you a chance to get a $25 gift card and a t-shirt. All you have to do is pick a superhero or supervillain athlete from the weekend games. Tweet to Degenerates975 what was the reason for their superpower and what made them the superhero or supervillain. We'll pick a winner at the end of the show and tag Bedrock City Comics on it. And, hey, Conor McGregor may be your superhero.
Could be.
Could be Brock Osweiler.
Unlikely. Unlikely, but.
Blake Bortles?
Probably not.
Case Keenum, who lost his job today? There's some possibilities out there, but just, you know, come up with something funny. Has to be tweeted to Degenerates975, and John will pick a winner at the end. You're going to get a $25 gift card and a t-shirt. And when Jong's done in there talking, he's going to tell you all about the superhero.
So this is our superhero performance of the week.
Beekman is a very powerful strike. Great responsibility.
I am.
Get back up. I hit him and they stay down.
This is your superhero performance of the week. Presented by Bedrock City Comics.
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
Puts the football at the Pittsburgh 32 with 15 seconds remaining. More importantly, Cowboys didn't have to call that timeout, so they got one to work with. So they'll have a single receiver, Dez Bryant to the left. Single back set, Ezekiel Elliott. Elliott straight ahead. Elliott blasting through. Elliott will go in. Untouched. Touchdown, Cowboys.
That was your superhero performance of the week, presented by Bedrock City Comics.
Follow Bedrock City Comics on Twitter at Bedrock City.
I could do this all day.
Step back out of my way, head first into the maze. I won't be broken. Never.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. It's not just Fred and AJ. I gotta find this thing now. It's Fred Fowler, AJ Hoffman, and Jong Lee behind the glass, brought to you by the Glass Doctor of Houston.
That's right, Fred. I'm brought to you by Glass Doctor of Houston. Call Glass Doctor of Houston, your one-stop shop for auto, home, and business glass and mirrors. One 888-516-8133. That's 1-888-516-8133. Or go to glassdoctor.com. That's glassdoctor.com.
I don't know what it says about how far the show has come that Jong is now sponsored.
That's a big time.
It is.
Three times a week, once.
So should I break the glass so that they can come in and fix it?
Oh, maybe you could.
That'd be kind of cool.
You getting some dough for that?
Yeah.
Good look at you.
Nice. Way to go.
Not HBO money, but you know.
Hey, look at our Jong all grown up. Good for you, man.
How many other producers in this town are making endorsement money?
I don't know.
Look at that.
I'm sure it's not, you know, Fred Fowler, AJ Hoffman endorsement money.
I bet it is.
Is there another producer? I think this is like winning an award, Jong. I think you might be the only one in the, you know, maybe like on KRB. I bet Eric has some.
But no, Dell has the same.
Oh, does
deal.
He?
Yeah.
No, well, it doesn't count then.
No.
How about they give it to Dell? All right. Well, never mind. Still good for you. Joshua said, just missed the Romo address to the media. Did he just retire? No, he just said Dak Prescott's earned the right to be the starter. So,
you know what? Kudos to Tony, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's not an easy thing to say.
Here's what he said. Dak Prescott and what he's done, he's earned the right to be our quarterback. As hard as that is for me to say, he's earned that right. He's guided our team to an 8-1 record, and that's hard to do. If you think for a second I don't want to be out there, then you probably never felt the pure ecstasy of competing and winning. That hasn't left me. In fact, it may burn now more than ever. So, I don't know what else you could ask a guy to say.
No, I'm impressed with that attitude, honestly.
Yeah, because there are guys out there that would be little bitches about it.
Oh, for sure.
So,
I mean, but he also understands that's the, you know, the NFL, it's a team game.
Yeah.
And it's,
you know what, that Super Bowl ring will look just as good if it comes from somebody else. I mean, obviously you want to be out there.
But here's the thing.
Brock Osweiler has one.
Tony's money's the same either way.
Yeah, he's getting paid.
Tony's getting paid.
He's dating hot chicks.
He's all right.
He's fine. And right now, he's not getting his back snapped every time he goes on the field.
Yeah.
So you got that going. Everybody's saying that the lane drifters are all texting. You know what I saw today on the way in? A girl on a bicycle crossing Richmond, which is not easy, not exactly a slow street over by Sage, right? On her bicycle, looking at her phone as she's crossing the street. And I would have taken a picture of it, except I don't pull my phone out when I'm in my car. Never happens. So, what the hell? You're just asking to get hit by a car.
Wow.
Because those lights don't last very long when you're crossing there.
Riding your bike in general is...
Man, when I'm on mine, I'm looking for cars everywhere because I'm scared to death somebody's going to plow me. But I wouldn't ride it down Richmond, and I wouldn't cross Richmond looking at my phone. See, that's the kind of person I hate to say it, somebody should hit him.
Yeah.
Probably should just, that's where we got to start culling the herd, guys. Hey, I saw something that I thought might interest you. Because one of the websites I tool around on was asking if Conor McGregor's the biggest sports star in the world right now. And my first thought when I heard that was, but realistically.
Does he play soccer?
Well, I tend to think soccer guys, but he is one guy that would be popular in the soccer countries and in the States, which is...
He'd be popular in the Euro soccer countries.
Yeah, but I don't know how popular Messi is in Russia.
Yeah.
So, because I think here you'd say, well, it's LeBron, it's Brady, it's guys like that. Worldwide, you have to throw the Messis and Ronaldos and Jaimes and those guys in there. But if you kind of think about it, his reach, it crosses everywhere.
Yeah.
And including the States. And like I said, when I first saw it, I thought, well, that's kind of stupid. But the more you think about it, dude's a pretty damn big star. And it's, I don't know. I'm kind of curious as an MMA guy what you think. But my first thought was just reject it outright. But then you start thinking about it, it's like,
No, he's a pretty big star. He's got, what do we always do? What do we say the go-to is for figuring out how big of a star you are?
Twitter.
He's got 2.1 million followers on Twitter.
Okay.
Cristiano Ronaldo has 48.1 million followers.
Okay.
It's not close.
Interesting.
I mean, it's just...
And Conor's real active on Twitter.
He is. Ronda Rousey has more Twitter followers than Conor McGregor. Ronda Rousey's still a bigger star than Conor McGregor.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, Ronda Rousey's in movies. Is Conor McGregor doing any movies?
Would you be able to understand him if he did?
No.
And he could play a street thug or something.
I'm not saying that she's a better fighter. Obviously, comparing apples to oranges a little bit, but at this point, I still think she's a bigger star just for pure star power. She's an entourage. I mean, she's done several movies now. She's got a career outside of fighting, which she's actually looking to move away from fighting for that reason. But she is she's a huge star. I think to compare it to the soccer players, it's not even close. And even LeBron James, 33.5 million followers. Connor's massive for the sport. He is massive as far as MMA fighters go. And actually, he's up. He's at 2.87 million. I was wrong about 2.1. I don't remember the last time I checked on him, but it's been a while. But 2.87 million, that's a big number. But especially for MMA. But that is not big on grand scheme. Like, that's not as far as, like, being the biggest star, no. I can't go with that.
Texter says, never pull your phone out. I call BS. For one thing, I drive 5 miles a day, basically. And I'm not going to I don't take my phone out. I have no reason to. It can wait till I get to the station, or it can wait till I get home. And yeah, I've seen enough stupidity with people on their phones that I don't do it. So, and also that phrase, I call BS, name your dog that so you can actually call BS. Come here, BS. Basically what you're saying is you're a bleeping liar, which I might be, but not about that.
No, I take out my phone sometimes.
Yeah, I know you do. You scare the hell out of me when I ride with you. But no, I don't.
But only to text.
No, you tweet sometimes too.
Do I?
Or respond to tweets, yeah.
I might.
Yeah, you like to be as accessible as possible.
Only if I get a tweet from someone I follow, because then I get a text that notifies me. I don't like open up Twitter and look through it while I'm driving. But now my truck, everything will go through my truck and it'll tell me if I got a text. It'll, you know, my phone will ring through the truck. I can talk through that. So that makes it a lot easier, a lot safer.
On
my motorcycle, I only text. I never talk on the phone. Only text, and I only text when I'm going under 70. So I feel like that's the safe thing to do.
Yeah, that's extremely safe.
Right, and when I'm wearing a helmet.
But, yeah, I have friends that will tell you, sorry, I didn't get back to you, I was driving. What do you need? That kind of stuff. And you call BS. I bleep you, 832. You're a bleeping idiot. Yeah, you're going to call me a liar. At least do it about something that you might be right about.
Odds that guy is texting and driving.
Oh, I'm sure, and he's probably one of the idiots who's lane drifting. And he's going to bounce into somebody and maybe clip some chick in a Prius. And then AJ's going to have to stop on the way home, too. An absolute loser.
Don't wish that evil on AJ.
I'm not wishing that evil on AJ. It's this guy that's doing it. It's 832 that's doing it. He's the problem. That's another one that maybe somebody should just go ahead and run over and call the herd a little bit. Just saying.
That's why I don't help people, because next time I'll be helping someone like him.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. And who knows how appreciative? Well, that guy won't be appreciative. I call BS on you, sir. And when I call BS on you, I mean, I hope it falls out of the sky and lands on you. That's what I mean.
Let's all be friends. You were in a good mood.
I'm in a good mood.
All right, guys. I got to tell you about Window World of Houston. Not only do these guys provide premium quality replacement windows at a great price, but their energy-saving windows are made right here in the United States of America. Window World's become the country's number one window company because they offer a lifetime warranty, which, by the way, includes glass breakage and is completely transferable if you ever sell your house, so that ups the value of your home. They offer a higher quality product and a low price that starts at just $189. The first step to reducing your energy bills, a phone call. Call Window World of Houston to schedule your free written estimate. Absolutely no hassles. Absolutely no high pressure. It's a free estimate. You've got nothing to lose. They'll come out, tell you what it'll take to get the job done. If you want to do it, great. They'll usually finish those jobs in under a day. If not, no big deal. They'll pack up and leave. Call 713-439-1172 or go to windowworldhouston.com. That's 713-439-1172 or windowworldhouston.com. It's Window World, simply the best for less. When your back's against the wall out there,
just know you're not alone. Because ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy.
And we're back on The Blitz.
Boy, you want some breaking NFL news?
Yeah.
Thank you, breaking news sounder. The Seattle Seahawks have waived running back Christian Michael.
Wow. No, he hasn't really done much.
It's funny. That's a guy who he'll have a couple good games, and they'll be like, oh, he's the guy. And then, nope, he's just not built to be a load carrier. And I remember it was like Christian Michael's stepdad or somebody called this show a couple years ago, right?
He used to call all the time.
He was frustrated with me saying that I didn't think he was ever going to amount to a starter in the NFL. And he's had some times where he's gotten close, and just hasn't broken through and become that guy yet. And now for Seattle, just to let that go, it's a bit surprising to me, honestly. But they like what they saw to CJ Pro size.
And Thomas Rawls is going to be back.
Yeah. There are teams in the league that will find him and make use of him, but I stand by the guy is not built to be a lead running back in the league. I think he's nice to have as a change of pace guy, but he can't carry the bulk of the carries for a team, in my opinion.
Hey, this 281 might be our dumbest listener. I also don't believe you never use your phone while driving. What if you're picking up your wife from somewhere and get a call from her? How about I pull over and park, dickweed? How about I use a little common sense? Oh, my goodness. Are you guys really this stupid?
I never do that.
I know you don't. That's what I do. If you don't believe it, I don't give a...
Fred's a safety guy. I'm not.
Hey, I know there's enough idiots out there doing stuff like this guy does that I know damn well that if I start doing it, I'm going to crash into somebody. Damn, I almost got killed by somebody doing just that. You think I'm going to be out there trying to create problems?
No.
That's why I don't drink and drive anymore. And I there's enough idiots out there. And if that makes me an old man who's being careful, I don't really care what you think. But I don't do that stuff. Because, man, once a day, somebody will almost hit me. And just told you how short my drive was. So... feel free to die, sir. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in. Hey, can I? This is another thing, and you guys are going to have to explain to me, because I don't understand this one. All right? So maybe you can.
Okay.
See this story about Maverick Carter, who no one would know if he wasn't part of LeBron's group, right?
Right.
Ripped into... Phil Jackson, because Jackson called LeBron's business partner's posse, that was his posse. And, okay. Well, he implied, he said, here's what his tweet says from Maverick Carter. All the hard work, effort, and achievement, and Phil Jackson still calls us a posse. Every step you take, they remind you, you ghetto.
Hmm.
How is... posse, is he trying to imply that's a racist thing? He says, let me be clear, I'm not saying Phil Jackson is racist. I'm calling out his disrespectful language.
I don't know. Is that a...
somebody's going to have to explain this to me, because I joke around all the time about my posse.
A group of people who have a common characteristic, occupation, or purpose. I mean, would it have been better if he called them LeBron's support staff? Would that make you feel better?
I don't know how you get offended over that. Are we really at the point where we're getting offended over that? Are we allowed to say anything anymore?
LeBron James said something back about it, too.
Yeah, I have that, too, but I don't know if we're going to have enough time to get into it, the segment.
Well, we can do it when we come back.
Yeah, we can do it when we come back.
Yeah.
I mean, is Posse like a – can you only call black dudes a posse? Is that what he's – is that what
no, I think he's inferring? I think he's maybe assuming that posse is meant for like a lower class term. But posse is like you guys were
posse's
saying.
A group of dudes.
Posse, entourage, gang,
squad.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's interesting.
Didn't it originate with cowboys?
Yeah,
you got a posse together to go get the bad guy. I don't get stuff like this. That's why somebody's gonna have to explain to me why that's offensive. And I'm not trying to be a jerk here. I'm honestly wanting to know, how is that offensive?
I don't know. Well, we'll hear from LeBron on the other side.
Okay.
Maybe he'll tell us.
Maybe he'll tell me. And if it is, then I'll quit saying posse.
I don't know. I think we're in a time where people are having their safe spaces, going crying and doing all this different stuff. And I think, I don't know, we've gotten to a point where everyone's offended by everything, like you said, Fred.
Screw them. It's probably not the show for them. Yeah, Lamont says Fred still uses the word chief in 2016. It's obvious he's a racist. Yeah, I'm against Native Americans because I use chief. I am. It's a fact. I've got a Christopher Columbus T-shirt. Go Christopher Columbus. So,
well, bro, well, pal.
Amigo, is that okay?
Whatever, I don't know.
Don't you speak Spanish at me. Maybe not. I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Hey, pal.
Can
you say pal?
No, because you can have kind of a negative connotation to that. Pal.
Hey, buddy.
See, the way you say it, it's kind of condescending. Buddy.
Hey, hey, guy. Can you say that?
Hey, friend.
No, that's weird.
Weird and creepy, right?
I mean, because somebody might take, like, that might feel, like, especially if you don't know someone, you say, hey, friend, that might come across as, like, aggressive.
I don't know what to say anymore. What do you say to people? Sir? Hello, sir. Unless it's a woman.
Yeah.
Then I guess you would be offensive if you said that.
Oh, wow.
Interesting.
So, you got something here, Jung, or what are we doing?
We were supposed to, but he never called.
So should I just do the spot here?
We can move it.
Okay.
Okay. Well, take us a break so we can come back and hear what LeBron had to say.
All right. It's
like
a blitz.
We already got that done.
On ESPN 97.
ESPN 97.5.